forecasts to decide which crops to plant. Weather constantly affects people in small ways, but weather can also have major consequences when hurricanes or tornadoes threaten their well-being and livelihoods, or even their lives. The weather can affect your health, especially during extremes in temperature or precipitation. If you're not dressed properly in cold weather, you can fall victim to hypothermia, which occurs when the body's core temperature drops below the point where things function normally. The flip side of hypothermia is hyperthermia, where the body's core temperature rises too high. Hyperthermia can cause heat exhaustion or even heat stroke, which can be fatal. Weather can also affect your health in less obvious ways. Long spells of gray winter weather can lead to seasonal affective disorder, SAD, a malady that causes depression and a debilitating lack of energy. It's thought to be caused by lower light levels during the winter as the days become shorter and the sun rises lower in the sky. Many arthritis sufferers complain of worsening symptoms when atmospheric pressure falls, and there is a statistical rise in the number of heart attacks after abrupt weather changes, such as passing storm fronts. A cold or allergies. During the summer, a stuffy nose and postnasal drip may have you convinced you're suffering from a cold, but the same symptoms may be due to allergies. Remember that colds last an average of 3 to 7 days, while allergic reactions can go on for 10 days to several weeks. If you're still miserable after a week, chances are you've got allergies. The big picture. On a larger scale, weather plays a big role in the economic health of every nation on Earth. A timely soaking rain can rescue a crop from ruin, while a sudden torrential cloudburst can wash it away. And farmers aren't the only ones at risk. Those who depend on natural gas for heat often watch in dismay as a particularly cold winter sends prices skyward. Hurricanes can drive tourists away from areas that depend on a regular influx of visitors for their livelihoods. Even a gentle phenomenon like fog can result in disaster, as the captains of the Andrea Doria and the Stockholm learned one fateful July night in 1956. And during the Dust Bowl of 1936, one of the hottest and driest summers ever recorded, more than 15,000 people died of malnutrition and dust-related diseases. With a growing realization of the weather's importance and so much weather news readily available on TV and the Internet, it's no wonder that interest in the subject is soaring. It seems that almost every day a weather disaster is happening somewhere in the world. Yet it's important to remember that extreme weather events, from droughts to hurricanes, have been happening for millennia, long before there were cameras to record them, or buildings, and people to get in their way. Ancient hurricanes. Scientists look for evidence of ancient hurricanes in a branch of science called paleotempestology. Evidence of past storms can be found in coral skeletons, sediments from the ocean bottom, and even in caves, where stalactites retain the chemical signatures of abrupt cloudbursts caused by tropical cyclones. One of the reasons weather is so compelling is because it is universal. Snow falls just as heavily on poor neighborhoods as it does in well-to-do suburbs. And a flash flood can destroy both mansions and shacks with equal force. Weather is the one thing everyone has in common. Weather and civilization, a historical force. Ancient people did their best to understand and predict the weather. Lacking modern scientific instruments, early civilizations observed nature and kept records of the seasons. They understood how important the sun was for growing their crops, which explains why many ancient cultures worshipped sun gods. In Mesopotamia, the Babylonians counted on the weather gods Hadad and Marduk to bring them good harvests. The Hittites left the weather-producing chores to their primary deity, Teshub, while in Greece, a violent